time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? It is February 15th, smack dab in the middle of February, and that means the end of the regular season is pretty much here. We got a few straggling games to go. February vacation's coming, and it is all about those end-of-the-year postseason tournaments, trying to boost your rankings, get some games on the schedule that will help prepare you for the postseason, and a lot of Merrimack Valley teams are doing that for sure. This coming week. So it is over. I mean, pretty much regular season. It is postseason time almost, and we're getting there. A few things to discuss. I mean, today we're going to have a great interview, and then after we'll talk postseason rankings, where the latest rankings are out as of Tuesday morning. The next ones come out Friday. We'll see where Merrimack Valley teams stack up. We're really seeing now, I mean, there's things that could shift in the last couple of postseason rankings reports. But we're really starting to see where our Valley teams can shape up, and basketball is like super interesting. It's like the Merrimack Valley Conference is the only conference where you can be seventh in the state, but fifth in your conference. I mean, that shows you. That shows you the strength and dominance of the MVC when it comes to boys basketball. They are looking for their first state title in a bit. I wish I had that date last team to win a state title from the Merrimack Valley Conference for boys basketball. Let me know. I'll look it up. But first, we want to shift to ice hockey and college ranks. Beanpot, big day for Northeastern. They won their ninth Beanpot, second in a row, fourth in the last 5 years. And this is second for Bill Ricka native and coach Jerry Keefe. He took over the team on June 30th, 2021. And his first season, he's first two seasons, you know, 42, 26, and 6. Let's see. He's the 11th coach, and this is 13th season overall with Northeastern. The 2021-2022 season, which was his first, that was one of their best. 25-13-1, 15-19 in Hockey East, and that was the first Hockey East regular season championship for them. So he's got five All-Americans in his first 2 years. This is year number three, by the way. First ever two-time Richter Award winner, Hockey East Player of the Year, Hockey East Goaltender of the Year. So Bill Ricka native, Jerry Keefe, he did his thing in the early 90s. He was a three-time All-Scholastic and a member of the state championship team at Matignon. Remember when they were awesome in hockey, Matignon, that school out of Cambridge? So the Bill Ricka native went to Cambridge for school. He was Massachusetts Player of the Year in 1993. Then he went to Providence. He also played on the U.S. National Under-17 team, won a silver medal in Tokyo in 94. So Jerry Keefe, the real deal, Hockey East Coach of the Year in his first campaign as head coach. Awesome stuff for him, for sure. And, yeah, four-time letter winner at Providence, 98 points in 102 games. New England Most Improved Player in College, 1993 Massachusetts Player of the Year, like we said. So Merrimack Valley's got some love. I didn't see any kids or players from the Merrimack Valley on Northeastern. Everyone's raving about Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, who got the game-winning goal in overtime against BU and ended up being the Beanpot MVP. Matt DeMellis, Justin Herwakian, and Jack Williams also had goals in that big 4-3 win over BU at the Garden. So at that time, Huskies were, you know, 500-ish, 13-12-2, and they beat, that was a big win. BU was number three in the nation, and I think Northeastern was 20 at the time. BU was 19-8-1, so back-to-back for the Huskies, breaking up the love of the BC, BUs, and Harvards, sending them home empty. So good stuff with Coach Keefe of Bill Ricka, the pride of the Merrimack Valley. So let's take a break, and as promised, Tewksbury Athletics Director, and then finish up with our MIAA postseason rankings report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here, and we're here with our one and only guest of the day, Tewksbury Athletics Director Ron Druin. What's going on, Ron?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having
me. Absolutely, yeah. So, state of the state with Tewksbury. Right now, winter season, obviously, and things are moving along. Let's start with the hockey team because they're, you know, the talk of the town, number one seed in the MIAA power rankings for Division II, and looking strong once again.
Yeah, boys hockey team's seeded number one right now. Division II tournament. They just finished playing in the Ed Burns tournament, which is the 16 best public high schools in Massachusetts. We were seeded second in that tournament. We ended up going 2-1. You know, it's a real good tournament against all public high schools. Played well. Got beat by the eventual champion, I believe. And you know, our hockey team's rock solid. You know, they they get a couple lines that can put the puck in the net, and they got some good defensemen, and their goalie play is starting to come around. And you know, they'll be a tough out in the tournament. Girls hockey is seeded fifth. We're in a co-op at Methuen High School.
Yeah.
You know, real good team. Their losses to a couple teams that are seeded ahead of them. They got revenge on one of their losses. So I think they're 14-3 or something like that. And big record, seeded fifth, in a good spot. Our wrestling team is excellent. We 2 weeks ago we won the all state dual meet championship in this past weekend. We won the Division III North Sectional Championship. We're moving 11 wrestlers onto the Division III All States this weekend in Wakefield, plus an alternate. So we have a chance to have 12 guys in. Wow. So our boys wrestling team, yeah, we got a couple dudes. We're tough at a couple weights, real tough. You know, Jack Lightfoot at 106 and Nikki DeSisto at 113 and Ben Barrasso at 120. Those guys were sectional champs. Hunter Johnson was a sectional champ at 157. So we had four sectional champs and another seven guys that placed in the top four to be able to move on. So, you know, we got a good tournament team because we got some guys that can win, win their weight class. Track and field, we're moving 24 kids to the state tournament this weekend. Wow. 24 boys and girls. So, you know, we're in a pretty good spot there. Gymnastics, we had a couple girls do a good job at the MVC championships and were named league all-stars. Jaden Casuli and Jaden Casuli and Lila Arias were named league all-stars.
Sweet.
And then our two basketball teams, girls basketball is currently ranked number 26 and boys basketball is number 33. One spot on the outside looking in with four games to play. So the boys are basically in tournament mode right now. We kind of need to rip off at least three out of four, try to get to nine and see if that's enough to get us in with the power ranking. You know, if you've been following basketball in the Merrimack Valley and you looked at yesterday's power rankings, the Merrimack Valley has in Division One, the Merrimack Valley has 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 between, in no particular order, North Andover, Andover, Lawrence, Lowell, and Central.
Right.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, you know, the Merrimack Valley in boys basketball is the gauntlet right now.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, it's tough for our boys. You got so many games that are just, you're swimming uphill in our league in basketball, you know, and
yeah.
We got good coach Steve Boudreau did a good job and our kids are, they compete. You know, unfortunately for us in basketball, Johnny Sullivan's our best player and he got hurt in the Duxbury football game in a non-contact injury, which has hampered our basketball season. You know, fortunately, Johnny's knee's healing properly and he's only a sophomore. But he was our point guard and one of our better scorers. Yeah, it was a big loss for us to lose him. So, you know, thank God he's getting healthy. But obviously that made our basketball season a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. And great. You know, yeah, I was going to say great points about the boys basketball in the Merrimack Valley because, you know, what other conference, actually, this doesn't happen anywhere, I don't think. What conference can you say you're the seventh best team in the state, but the fifth in your conference?
Right. No, yeah.
That's Lawrence. No, that's Lawrence's fate right now. They're seventh in the state and fifth behind four other Merrimack Valley teams.
And I'll say this to you. I would bet if you gave those four coaches in front of them truth serum and said, which team do you not want a piece of? They would probably say Lawrence. So,
no kidding.
Lawrence is crazy athletic, you know, long. They got a couple real, you know, they're 6'6", 6'8" up front and they're a problem, you know? So I would imagine if you ask those MVC guys, if they want another bite of the apple at Lawrence, most of them, if you gave them truth serum, would probably say no thanks. But it is what it is. You know, you play in this league night in and night out in boys basketball and it's every game's a tough get. So, but you know, our girls basketball team is grinding. They are 8-8. They have Lawrence tonight. They have Drake it tomorrow. And then they're in the Westboro tournament this weekend. So two more wins will get them in. You know, knock on wood. We beat Lawrence and beat Drake it already. So hopefully we can grab those two before we get in the Westboro tournament and, you know, can lock up a bid. So.
Yeah.
And it's been a good winter. Our gymnastics team received the MVC Sportsmanship Award the other night, which is feathering Coach Wilkie's cap. Jess Wilkie does a fantastic job with those girls. And, you know, we got a lot of real good coaches and Jess is, you know, if you know her, she's probably the most upbeat person you could be around. And it's easy to see why the kids, you know, gravitate towards gymnastics and want to play for Jess. She does a fantastic job.
Yeah. And that's another.
Steve Kasperzak, our wrestling coach, was also named the Division III sectional coach of the year. So,
wow.
You know, feathering Coach Kaz's cap does a fantastic job with our wrestling team.
That's tremendous. I mean, these honors.
We've had a good winter up to now, you know, and, you know, hopefully you want to see a few more things happen for us and you know, wrestling and the two hockey teams and basketball, you know, qualify for the tournament. And it's a fun march when you're going deep into the tournament. It you know, it's our kids in our community rally behind those teams. And we have some fantastic crowds and, hockey has changed its format this year, Dom. They're moving the quarterfinals to neutral sites.
Oh, neutrals, so
they used to play up through the semifinals.
Yeah.
So you're round of 32, you're round of 16, you're round of 8. We're in your home rink. Quite honestly, I think they have seen us try to shoehorn, you know, 1,000 people into a rink that holds 600. You know, and that's happened a few times. You know, so I'm not saying it's our fault, but I can't imagine that, you know, they want to turn anybody away. So. Yeah. They have moved the quarterfinals to neutral sites.
Yeah. Yeah. To accommodate. Cause you just never know. I mean, you're going to host a school from Western Mass or something, and they might have a huge contingent. Like, how do you, yeah. Seems like a sensible move.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. As long as it was fair for everybody, you know, and if they didn't think your rank was suitable to move certain teams, as long as they're moving everybody, then that's fine, you know. So we're super grateful of all the things that happened at Breakaway. There's so many teams playing out of there now that I can, you know, I sympathize with you know, their situation. So overall excited, you know. We're a small school in the NBC, and we get a lot of, you know, our participation numbers are high over here. We're around 40% of our student body every season
that participates
for us. And we need that. We need multiple sport kids over here to help us compete. So excited for the winter. Looking forward to a little bit of a break here, February vacation, and everybody can kind of recharge the batteries. And you know, there's a couple games next week. Girls hockey teams in a tournament, the Brianna McCarthy tournament over at Methuen High School. Brianna was a coach for us who unfortunately passed away 2 or 3 years ago. And there's a memorial tournament for her next week over at Methuen. Our boys hockey has Central tonight. They have North Andover on Friday night. And then we got Wilmington next Tuesday afternoon. You know, so we got three dog fights left.
Well, great update, Ron. You know, plenty of stuff going on in the winter, and it's far from over yet. So if you're playing in March, that's a good thing in the winter. And speaking of March, you know, like third week or so, that's when spring starts. And, you know, what are some of the exciting things there? I know you got a new baseball coach.
Yeah, we got a new baseball coach. We had a lot of applicants and you know, Matt Feld, you know, proved to be our best candidate. We're excited. You know, Matt was very, very prepared. Has come in with a nice entry plan, and has executed that entry plan and has done a fantastic job. We're excited about Coach Feld being a staff member here, being our head coach of our baseball team. Our softball team has been in the state finals the past 2 years. We got, you know, unfortunately we were on the wrong end of both scores, but we bring back a lot of girls from that team. Five girls that return have committed to play college softball, coupled with the two that we had last year. That's seven over the last 2 years that'll be moving on to play college softball. So we're excited about our chances in softball. You know, our tennis numbers are fine. Both of those teams should be competitive. Our girls lacrosse numbers are really high for us. So, you know, we're looking to potentially add a third team in girls lacrosse. Currently right now we offer freshmen we offer varsity and JV. We may, if our numbers are such, we may look to add a JV B team. Boys lacrosse, we got our JV program back last year. So our numbers are kind of trending in the right direction there. And then, you know, spring track, you know, we usually get a couple basketball players that can come out there and help them a little bit. So, you know, we're excited about track and field in the spring too. So, you know, if you asked me who I thought was really, really strong for us this spring, I would probably start off with softball, you know, and then see what happens from there. But, you know, we got a lot of guys coming back in baseball. I think we're gonna be okay. We bring back some guys. We played a lot of young kids in lacrosse last year. So I think lacrosse, we can catch some benefits. The league made some changes to the lacrosse scheduling, so that should be beneficial for everybody. boys and girls lacrosse in the Merrimack Valley has a pretty wide divide. You know, you have your, you know, your Andover, your North Andover, your Berwicka, your Chelmsford, your Central Catholic that are really, really, really strong in lacrosse. And, you know, Tewksbury and Methuen and Lowell and Haverhill and Dracut today aren't really on their level. Those games can get out of whack quick. So with the power ranking, we made the decision in both boys and girls lacrosse to not cross over. So we will not be playing Billerica, Chelmsford, Andover, North Andover Central. We'll double round with Haverhill, Lowell, Methuen, and Dracut. And then, you know, a large non-league schedule. It benefits both sides. It benefits the five that would be placed in MVC 2 to try to go chase 10 wins. And it benefits the five that are up in MVC 1 to thicken your schedule, you know? So it's tough when a full contact sport like lacrosse gets out of whack. That's when there's a lot of hacking and a lot of whacking with sticks, and things can get dangerous quick.
Yeah, it's frustrating when it's 19 to 1.
It really, really is. It's difficult when you're on the wrong side of some of those scores. And you know, we were playing a bunch of young kids last year. We had a couple injuries to, you know, Braden Aylward was one of our best guys, and physically, he's one of our guys that can hold up. And you know, he was injured, and you know, that set us back a bit. So I think the relief that we've given both sides, the MVC 1 to go out and get more quality opponents, and MVC 2 to go out and try to chase your 9 wins to get in the tournament. You only play 18 in boys lacrosse, provides a little bit of relief on both ends. And then the girls, you know, very, very similar, with the non-crossover. So, I would think that there's probably some more wins on the schedule. We'll see, you know, we're working hard, and our coaches try hard, you know, very, very hard. So, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful in the spring.
Yeah. That's a heavy, heavy non-league schedule then, right? For lacrosse, where you, what's it, 8 league games and then the rest are non-league.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, you can go fight, you know, our coaches both hustle, and, you know, we work together, and we've put together a schedule that we, you know, we think that we have a chance to get 9, you know, so, let's see.
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, and you know this better than anyone, could be an AD because you hire the coaches, but one of the skill sets that a coach needs today is scheduling. Or
networking,
you know? Recruiting another opponent. Like, that's a big job these days. Yeah, it matters.
It is. And you know, the more skilled ones know how to do it a little bit better. You know, if you have somebody that you want to come back and you have them at arm's length, you can keep them at arm's length. You don't need to bury them, you know,
and
they'll come back for another bite of the apple, you know?
Right, right.
You know, you got them at 7-3. It doesn't need to be 14-3, you know, like 7-3, and they're going to come back for another game. 14-3, they're going to see you later, you know? So the more skilled ones know how to keep the fish on the hook a little bit longer, per se, you know?
Yeah, and there's the delicate balance of, do I schedule softies to try to get to 10 or 500 mark, or do I go up a little?
How much do I want to beef up my schedule and beef up my power ranking? So there's a lot of that, you know, and I'm sure we're going to see that this spring. I would assume that you'll see some of our top-end teams, your Berwickas, your Chelmsfords, your North Andovers, et cetera, that their power ranking is going to be through the roof. And, you know, the teams in MVC 2, their power ranking probably won't be as high as it was in the past because you're not getting the drag off of those five teams, you know, carrying their schedule. So it'll be a little unique for us this spring to see how that works out.
Yeah. And getting back to softball, I mean, the one good thing for Tewksbury is that they get plenty of competition in the regular season with Billerica. I mean, these two teams, been top three seeds the last two seasons.
Good point there. The other thing that I forgot to mention is we have now moved back up to MVC one.
Okay.
So we were in MVC two, where we were double rounding with Lawrence, double rounding with Haverhill, double rounding with Lowell, double rounding, with some of the teams that weren't as strong. And now we flipped and with Lowell, we went up and Lowell came down. So now we'll double round with Central, who's a Division I state finalist. We'll double round with Methuen, who's always deep in the state tournament. We'll double round with Billerica, who's always very, very good. We'll double round with Chelmsford, I believe. So our schedule within the league got super difficult. Yeah. And on top of that, we kind of take them all on, to be quite honest with you. And, we're going to play Woburn. We're going to play Taunton down in Taunton. Taunton's the Division I state champ. They got a pitcher that's going to Texas A&M, one of the left-handed girl, about 6'1", who can throw it. So we're going to go down there and play them. We're going to play Woburn. Our non-league schedule is really strong, coupled with double round with Central, double round with Methuen, double round with Billerica. And then when you play North Andover and you cross over, they got a pitcher too. So, we got 10, 12, 14 battles. There's not a lot of gimmies on our schedule. So thank God we got a lot of kids back and we got a pitcher. Whitney Gigante probably took 25 to 40% of the innings last year. Sam Ryan obviously been here for a while and carried the load. Fortunately, we bring back Whitney, who does a fantastic job, and I think our shortstop's phenomenal. But Rebecca Harris, Lissa Adams is a college kid, and Aslan Davis, a college girl, and Avery Della Piana. We got a bunch of kids coming back that are signed on to play in college. So I like our chances. We'll take them all on and see what happens.
Yeah, Central and Methuen last year were in the round of 8 against each other, and then Central goes on to the finals, loses to Taunton. This is like, and then Chelmsford's in that bracket too. They were the 15 seed last year.
Yeah.
And Andover was the 23rd seed. So you have what's that? 8 games or against high level Division I, or we get Central, Methuen, Andover, Chelmsford. Yeah, so that would be 8 games, right? Against like these high level Division I opponents.
Andover and softball is in MVC 2.
Oh, they are. Okay.
7 games, plus then factor in 2 with Billerica, who was a top 3 seed. There's 9. 9 league games that are dogfights, So, and listen, Haverhill and Lowell and Lawrence and those teams are coming too. So, and Drake it, so we're fortunate we got some kids and Coach Souza does a good job, and look forward to the spring. Last couple Junes they've had us busy through Father's Day weekend, and that's the great thing. At times it can get long, but you don't really want it any other way. You want your teams playing deep into the state tournament, and you want them to, obviously you want them all to succeed, And the last thing you want to be doing is collecting uniforms of last week of February and the last week of May. And, you want your kids to have that experience to get in a tournament and go deep. And, sometimes it makes a long season for me. I honestly don't really want it any other way. I want our kids to succeed and our coaches to succeed, and they all work so hard, and I'm proud of them to have them on my staff here and our staff here. And, think the world of the job they do. So very, very fortunate over here. We had a great fall. Football took us to the state semifinals, and every team in the fall qualified for postseason play. We had a couple individual champs in swimming, and did some good things in cross country, and good things in golf, good things in soccer. They both made the tournament, and field hockey made the tournament, and volleyball is always kind of right there for us. So
yeah,
it was very, very lucky, you know. Yeah, every team made it in the fall, all 10, and I'm hoping all 9 make it in the winter.
Yeah, your percentages of postseason qualifications are strong. Yeah, you know, no, I mean, 100% in the fall.
we're lucky over here. You know, we're lucky over here, and we got good kids from good families who want to compete, and we got hardworking coaches who want to put the time in. I got good staff. I'm lucky.
Yeah. And finally, about the fall, is there any everything status quo for now, coaches wise?
Yeah. I mean, our one of our cross country coaches, Christina Dick. She was out this past year. She had a baby. She was on maternity leave. She'll be coming back. But other than that, I don't have any plans to make any changes at this point.
Okay. Cool. Ron Druin, Tewksbury AD, thanks for joining us again on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Great update. Best of luck with the rest of the winter season. Hopefully you can be busy as you can be in March, and that's a good thing.
Thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for having us. Appreciate your time, man. Appreciate all you do to promote high school athletics.
Absolutely. You too. Have a good one, Coach. Coach and AD.
Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, we're wrapping up our show in the Merrimack Valley here. Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report here. Closing things out. We're going to go to the tournament because that's on everyone's mind where teams are going to line up. So get this, Division I boys basketball. So if you're Lawrence, you are the 7th ranked team in Division I boys basketball, 7 ranked out of 61 teams. You're 13-5. You're the 5th best team in the Merrimack Valley Conference, though. Because before you, you have 3 North Andover, 4 Andover, Central Catholic, Lowell. By the way, Andover winning the Merrimack Valley Conference title with a big win earlier this week. Awesome. Central Catholic beat Lawrence, so that was big for them. They're 11-5. So yeah, 3-7 are the MVC. North Andover, Andover, Central, Lowell, Lawrence. How do you beat that? And then you come in with Methuen at number 18, at 9-8. And then you go on down to Haverhill, 27, 6-10. So top 30, you got 7 teams from the Valley. Just seems to never end. And what exciting, exciting basketball that is. Let's move on to D2. See if anyone's holding the fort down there. Usually it's pretty quiet for D2 for the valley, and it's still remains quiet there as far as the top 32 goes. Division 3, you're going to have to go down the list and arrive at 27, where Shaanxi Valley Tech of Billerica sits at number 27. Lowell Catholic finishing out the top 32 at number 32 at 8 and 9. D4, quick look, see if any of those small schools snuck in there. Don't see it. So let's move on to girls basketball, Division 1, where you've got your Central Catholic ladies at 14 and 3. And Andover at 13-5. So Andover, your defending champs, 5 losses. Will that toughen them up for the postseason? We'll see. You know, Alan Habino always gets those troops ready when it's when it matters, right? Central Catholic, 14-3, solid campaign, 6 seed. And then moving down, Chelmsford against 11-7, battle tested for sure. They're at 15. And Methuen comes in at 10-7. In that division, and actually North Andover is ahead of them at 30. No, excuse me. You got 29 and 30 are Methuen and Andover. North Andover. Jeez, get it together, Dom. All right, Division 2 in basketball. Billerica rocking it. 15-1, the 3 seed at the moment. And Division 2 girls basketball. They are really rolling. And you go to the ladies in Division 3. And you've got for Division 3, doesn't look like any teams are in the top, you know, from the Valley. And take a quick look at 4, because that would be the last one to go after in the Valley. And no, so you're looking at, 1 is probably the best one there for sure. Boys hockey, St. John's Prep still on top at 14-3 and ooh. And for Valley teams, you go to Central Catholic at 21 at 7-11-1. Andover's 9-6-1 at 24. And that's going to do it for the Valley in Division 1. Tewksbury's on top of Division 2 at 14-3-2. And Billerica, their rivals, at 9-6-2 at number 6. North Andover at 7. 10-5-1, and we're going to call it quits for that division. Division 3, Methuen, 14-1-2. Valley Hockey's representing. Division 3 boys hockey, Methuen number 5. And Drake at 17 at 12-4-1. So I like what I'm seeing out of that for show. Also, I think I missed Shaanxi in Division 3 boys hockey at 14-1-0, and then followed by Methuen at 5. And I drank it at 17. So pretty healthy mix there for sure for Merrimack Valley. Let's move on to girls hockey, finishing up here over to Division 1. Methuen is your best team at 12-4-1. And then you've got North Andover and Andover back-to-back, 13-14. Billerica, 18. Plenty of names popping up here for sure. So, Shaanxi Valley Tech. They don't want to miss them again. 10-6. So lots of teams in that Division 1 girls hockey. Let's take a quick check of Division 2, see if anyone fell into here from the Valley, and I don't have anybody there. So that wraps it up. Merrimack Valley sports report for the winter is in the books. We're looking forward to postseason soon enough. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks to our sponsors. We are on for another week. We'll be back February 22nd. Every Thursday morning, we're out the door. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good one.